Pickaxe.
Jetzt gibt's Cheez-It, ein neuer knuspriger Snack, der köstlich nach Käse schmeckt. Hol dir jetzt deine Packung im Handel und das Beste, du kannst sie einmal gratis testen. Wer will heute Abend den Cheez-It? Cheez-It, der Cheez-It. Jetzt zum Gratistesten. Teilnahme ab 18 Jahren. Kauf- und Kassenbon-Upload bis 30. Juni erforderlich. Nur solange der Vorrat reicht. Teilnahmebedingungen auf Aktionspackungen und auf cheezit-aktion.de.
Hello and welcome to Simple Simon, where we ask Simon simple questions about our guest, who is today Evan Doherty. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Hello.
Hello to you, gentlemen. That is the correct pronunciation.
I am
of my name.
Very jealous of you being in lovely sunny LA while we have just got pitch blackness out here in the UK.
I know, I felt kind of bad because you can see out the window at the sun-streaked kind of...
It's flowers, you know. and it's beautiful.
And space. We're like all crammed in, in like a horrible closet.
I'm in a cupboard. I'm in a toy cupboard. Can you see behind me? I've just got my toys. It's terrible.
I see that. I'm somewhat into that as well. But no, the sun is nice. You do sort of... like, you can't get sick of it, though. Like, so I envy your seasons that you have across the pond.
Don't.
Because it's just summer here every day.
No, how fucking terrible. So, Evan, I don't know if you've seen the show, but basically I'm going to ask Simon questions and you can kind of answer them in
Lewis,
sort of...
I've got a question. Who is Evan Doherty?
Oh,
who is he?
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'm a screenwriter of movies here in Hollywood that people may or may not have seen. The first one I made was called Snow White and the Huntsman with Kristen Stewart and Charlize Theron. Another movie is coming out in a few months called Divergent, which is like based on a big YA Hunger Games style novel. And then this summer, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then sometime in 2015, the next G.I. Joe movie. So that's me.
Wow. These are big movies.
So this is like a celebrity guest, guys. And that's the problem. Everyone we've had so far has been someone that Simon knows. But I want to get more like random people on. And so this is our first attempt to see if this format works for someone that Simon has no idea who it is.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad because I'm like a
guinea pig.
I'm coming from old media, and I feel like no one in the world of the internet cares
about old
media.
No one watches movies anymore.
So I'm like, I'm not a celebrity at all, by the way. So
it's
I feel like I will be instant hatred will be.
You're a bit of a celebrity. Simon has mixed feelings, I think, about some of the old films. But let's ask a question and just show you how the format works. So Simon,
yes,
would Evan rather watch a sequel, a prequel, or a remake of his favourite film?
Oh, okay. So we're straight into the movie questions.
Yeah.
Because he's a screenwriter. I like that. That's good. So a sequel, a prequel, or a remake? See, this is because he's written a remake of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or a reboot thing. He's written a sequel of G.I. Joe, the second sequel. What does he prefer? I think he likes the reboots. I think he likes the sort of reimagining and rebooting of things, taking an origin story and retelling it for a new audience. Definitely remakes.
I'm going to actually say that is correct. Because, I know, it's good. I guess it's of those three, the closest thing to being able to start from scratch. So, you know. Insofar as you don't have to sort of pick up where storylines left off and such, you know, I guess that's
remakes. Oh, I have mixed feelings about remakes. Like the amount of time Superman has been remade now. It's going to be another.
There is the crutch of origin stories. That like how many times can you tell an origin story for these characters? Like
four.
Well,
is that the amount? Four.
Yes, that's correct.
I'm really sick of it after four. Yeah,
that's exactly. Right amount. Exactly.
Okay, next question. We're just going to carry on. We're ploughing on.
Okay.
It's just getting darker. What is Evan's starter Pokemon or Pokemon of choice if he had to start playing Pokemon? What does he go for? He's a big Pokemon fan, I can tell.
How can you tell? What does that mean?
He's stroking his face. He's having a good think about it. That's why.
Hold on, I'm Googling Pokemon right now. Hold
no!
on.
No, come on.
Just kidding. Sorry.
He knows Pokemon. Everyone knows Pokemon.
Yeah, yes.
Had it like. Come on, Simon. What is it?
Bulbasaur, which is my favourite starter. I reckon Bulbasaur 2. He would go with the leafy.
Bulbasaur 2.
The turtle, yeah, even Bulbasaur.
Oh.
The sequel.
Bulbasaur. That's not a bad guess. I think that's a good one. I would say I'm just going to like pull into my mind and remember like all the Pokemon that appeared in Super Smash Brothers, which is my main connection to the
Education.
World of Pokemon.
Yeah.
And say Snorlax. Can you play
that's not
Snorlax?
A starter. He kind of has a starter Pokemon.
Why not? That would be fine. That would be a fine
is that
starter
not a starter?
Pokemon.
Or Skizor?
I don't even know what that is. Skizor?
Was he in Super Smash Brothers?
I think so.
Was he like a reward in an egg or something? Because I'm pretty
yes.
sure you can't play as Snorlax. He just comes down occasionally and knocks everyone
yeah,
off.
Yeah, Snorlax and Skizor both come down and knock everyone off.
Okay. Lewis's favourite Pokemon is a pig on a spring called Sproink.
It's adorable.
Sproink.
I'll take that one. That sounds good.
There's also a Pokemon which is like an ice cream, which I really like. It's just called like vanilla ice. It's just an ice cream with ice.
It's called vanilla ice.
I think it's called something like that. Yeah, vanilla
sure
ice. You know the wrapper?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's a good one too. That's Pokemon. There's also Pokemon. Do you ever play Pokemon Snap, where you just go around and photograph Pokemon? I don't know. That was a game I remember playing when I was.
Oh my god! Was that on the N64? I remember.
Yes, it was. Yeah, you have a camera and you take pictures of Pokemon.
That's
pretty exciting.
I'm surprised your Pokemon knowledge isn't more extensive, having been a photographer of the Pokemons.
I know, you would think.
How does the game work? Do you take photographs of them in compromising positions with each other and you blackmail
yes.
them?
You
blackmail
sell
them.
You sell it to
correct.
The newspapers, yeah.
That's how you play. You got it. You got a point.
Holy crap. So that's that. A point. A
got
point.
One point. One
well,
point.
We're going to have an item squish on points, Simon, like in World of Warcraft. So the points are going to be reduced down to normal levels because they were getting out of control.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they
so
were a little bit mad.
You've got 1 point.
1 point.
Doing
well,
well
I'm going to treasure that 1 point. It means a lot to me. let's hope I don't get a negative point and lose it. But
okay.
Yeah, fantastic.
Simon, when was the last time Evan wore rubber gloves?
Oh. When cleaning something. Maybe his trash compactor. It got stuffed full of
I love the Americanization instantly.
he ordered a big bucket of KFC. No one was around. It was just for him. And he just threw all the bones in the trash compactor. They got stuck. And he had to put on rubber gloves, put his hand in. But he forgot to turn it off at the mains. And he was putting his hand down. And then the phone rang. And he removed his hand, and then his trash compactor came to life, and he nearly lost his hand. And that was the last time he wore rubber gloves.
Wow. I am on the edge of my seat at the suspense of that story. That was.
You can have that for one of your stories.
Don't fucking steal that idea and make $3 million off of it.
I love it. I do actually get. I love to get giant buckets of fried chicken and eat them, but I don't use the rubber. Well, you weren't saying I was using the rubber glove to eat the fried chicken.
That would be brilliant.
Because
then you wouldn't get grease on it.
Well, that's what I was saying. I thought that's where you were going, which would make a lot of sense. But to answer your question, I don't know if it's a point or not, but I think the last time I used rubber gloves was sink related in the sense that I was washing dishes in the sink with rubber gloves. I don't know if that counts though.
I think you can have a point for the sink. You know, he wasn't mucking out the bins. He wasn't cleaning the floor.
No,
he wasn't doing the bathroom. It was sink related.
He didn't have his hand down around the U-bend of the toilet trying to loosen anything that might have gone stuck.
Yeah.
No, it could have been a whole myriad of different things. So, yeah, I guess that was fairly close.
Just washing up.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that.
That's fine. You can
two
have a
points.
Point.
Two points.
So wow. Evan's finished washing up. He's finished playing Pokemon. He's gone down, he's looked at the cinema times, and he's like, there's a film on he wants to watch. He's got his girlfriend and his you know, he's doing it like, he's going to the cinema, I don't know why I'm going up this really weird story.
Why not? I like it. It's good. It's colourful.
Yeah, go for it. Continue.
He's going to the cinema. And on the way, let's just add this out of nowhere. I just thought of a good idea. He spots a street food vendor. Mm-hmm. What kind of street food vendor is it, and what does he buy?
Oh, this is easy for me.
Okay, right.
There's a go-to street food that he enjoys.
Hot dogs. It's okay. A hot dog.
The stereotype there.
Lots of onions.
I want, it's so close. Can I let you do, it's a variant.
A corn dog on a stick.
Well, yes, that's it.
Hey!
I can't believe it! I can't believe it!
I pulled it out of nowhere.
As soon as you said street food, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a corn dog.
Is it a sausage with a pancake round it with chocolate chips in? Sausage.
Well, no, that's not far from there's also this pigs in a blanket we have. Which is it is like a pancake around a sausage.
Is it just a marathon or something? They got the foil around it.
Yes, exactly. Do you guys have pigs in blankets? As the food? Not literally.
We have them
sausage rolls. Around a sausage?
Well, yeah, well, we have those. We call those kolaches.
What
it's like a German
hell?
Thing.
What?
I'm giving you a yes. Kolaches. It's like a Polish thing. Kolaches.
Okay.
Kolaches.
Don't mention
kolaches.
Their poor infrastructure. Yes, the Polish.
Right. Right.
So
but yeah, kolaches. I would say a sausage roll is usually pastry around it. I'm saying literally the pancake around it is a pigs in a blanket. Here.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But a corn dog is a hot dog with batter around it that is deep fried.
Oh my god.
Here. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Yeah, me too. Can we have some of those in the office, Lewis?
Okay, I'll put it on the list. Next question. So you've made it to the cinema with your lovely corn dog.
Hang on, Lewis, are these going to be all about food? Because we did this before and it was quite late and you were hungry because it was near your dinner time and all the questions were about food. Is that
happening
again?
So you've got to the cinema and you want to get
some...
Do you have popcorn?
Do you have sweet popcorn? No.
So, that could be a part of it, but no. What I was actually going to say was, when you go into the cinema, do you sit at the front, in the middle, at the back, at the sides? What is your go-to seating position? And also, does Evan book in advance, Simon, or does he just turn up on a whim?
I reckon he's probably got a membership card to a cinema or a couple of cinemas that he goes to frequently. So it's booked in advance. He'll show up. If possible, he'll be in a really nice screen with the big chairs, you know, with space, with a little table for his, you know, his things to just rest at. So I reckon he books in advance. He has a nice seat somewhere in the middle, if possible, so he doesn't have to crane his neck up. I reckon he's pro at going to the cinema, given what he does for a living.
Okay.
I think you're assuming that I'm far too sort of aristocratic in my movie-going habits. I have been to one movie that is that, super luxe experience with the table by the thing and you order the drinks and the food. But I felt it was too distracting from the experience of watching the movie. So I've only done that once. But it's kind of I don't know what the answer is, but, I do prefer to go to a movie theater with the assigned seating, where you go on the internet and you click which seats you want.
And are you in the middle?
I choose it's very specific. I don't know if you guys have this there. In America, there's the main seating area, there's a handicapped seating area at the front of it, and there are bars behind it so that you have far more leg room on the front row of the main area. Yeah, I don't sit in the handicapped area, but if you sit behind the handicapped area, because there's no seats, it's just room for wheelchairs, so you have more room to Put your feet up.
Simon, terrible. You didn't get any of that. So you didn't get that he was in the high leg room area. You didn't get that he was not going to the posh ones or not going to some private cinema. You know, maybe he goes around to Madonna's place and just watches her cinema. No, he doesn't. He just goes to normal cinemas.
Damn
like
it.
We do. Good. Well, that's a good answer that you didn't get any points for. So you finished your lovely cinema trip. And you're going out for dinner? No, you're not.
Yeah,
are you hungry?
Do you have the chicken or the fish?
God, that's the choice on the plane, isn't it? Chicken or the fish? Chicken or the fish? Chicken or the fish? You're actually going to a cocktail bar, Evan. And you walk in there, you own the place, you've got your suited and booted, you're ready to rock. And it's so classy, it doesn't even have like a menu. You just have to order at the bar. So you could order a cocktail. So
you go to those places all the time. I can tell.
That's me.
Right?
Yeah, I'm enjoying this fantasy world that you're creating for me.
He's thinking about going to the cocktail place while he's got the bucket of KFC and the rubber gloves on.
Yeah, that's the more accurate portrayal of me.
In the cinema, in the front row.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Go on, Simon. Come on. What's he ordering? He's a classy man.
So what is his sort of drink? His tipple? His poison? I don't know. I reckon Coke, because I saw him drink a can of Coke.
Oh, you've been observant.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Coke with a JD and Coke. A JD and Coke.
JD.
Simple.
JD being Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Well, it's good that he vaguely knows what that is. That's not.
I don't know. Again, I think it's kind of a half. It's half right because I'm not a. I'm neither a teetotaler nor a complete lush. I don't drink a whole lot, but when I do, I prefer. I will have like usually a 7 and 7.
A what?
Which is what we call essentially whiskey with something like 7-Up or Sprite or...
Right, gotcha.
You know, I don't know if there's a name for that in your neck of the woods. But it's like Sprite and whiskey.
And Sprite.
Whiskey and Sprite, whiskey and 7-Up. Yeah, that, it's close.
But that sounds absolutely disgusting. Oh my God.
I don't know. The Coke, it's so, I don't know. It's such a strong flavor, I think, the 7-Up. Particularly, there's a difference between 7-Up and Sprite. Do you guys have both or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
7-Up is much subtler in its lemon flavor.
You don't want to taint your whiskey with strong mixes. That's
right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Very
that would be my. That would be my. So the whiskey aspect is correct, but the mixer is.
I don't know. Is that half of a point, Lewis?
That's no points.
Think... You're... What?
All right, fine. You have half of one.
Oh, thanks.
So we'll do a quick fire round. Okay, quick fire.
Whoa!
Quick fire. Yes.
Simon, does Evan turn his phone off, or does he put it on silent in the cinema?
He puts it onto airplane mode because it's really quick and easy to do now.
That's correct.
Oh, very good. You're eating a toasted cheese sandwich.
Eating. Brilliant.
Shit, I've run out.
Great. Immediately, the second question into the quickfire, and it's about food again. Go on, just ask it. You've started, so you're finished.
I'll cut that one.
That's what they say.
Next question.
Okay.
What is Evan's preferred Monopoly piece?
Ooh. The little doggy.
I have to say, I'm not just being a kiss up. That's the answer. It's the dog.
Oh, snap.
Oh my God.
Well, no, that's two out of this quick fire round. Yay! You're gonna get all the points. Dragonborn, Dragon Force, or Dragon Ball Z?
Dragonborn. I don't think he probably knows what Dragonborn is. I don't think he's a big gamer. Dragon Force, he probably hasn't heard of that. Dragon Ball Z, I think he's heard of. So I think Evan would say Dragon Ball Z.
That is correct. I have not heard of the first two, but I'm not choosing the third. I'm not choosing the third only because it's the one I've heard of. I happen to have enjoyed it greatly in my
next. Knife, fork, or spoon.
Sorry?
Knife, fork, or spoon.
Knife, fork, or spoon.
I didn't write these questions. They're just made up.
I would say fork, because you can eat pretty much with anything with a fork apart from soup.
Fork is right.
Oh, fork is right.
Yeah. Oh, crap. To keep the streak alive.
This is blinding. What superpower would Evan have?
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Flying. He'd fly.
I don't mean to be like, that is correct. Flying is
correct.
Oh, my God.
It's true. I don't know what else you would pick.
Well, there you go. That was 5 out of 5, Simon, in the quickfire round.
That was the quickfire.
5 out of 5.
That was
fantastic.
That was quite something. Evan, do you want to give him some points?
Yep. Yes. How many points do you want?
100.
You have 100 points.
Hey! 102.5 points.
Well, that was very generous of you, Evan. You redeemed yourself with that high-risk quickfire round. It could have gone the other way. You could have lost 100.
I feel that the 5 for 5 is something worth being rewarded for. So, you know.
It was like cumulative. If I got one right, it would have been 1 point. But then all 5, it went all the way up to 100.
Of course, yes.
100%, 100 points.
There you go. That's someone's phone there that they didn't put on airplane mode. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Simple Simon, was that your phone, Simon?
It's not my phone. It must be Evans.
Is that what? A ring?
No, I just heard a text message. Did you not hear that? You got a text. Right, well, look, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh,
Simple Simon! Yay!
That's another 100 points.
That was
for the phone going and ruining everything. If you ruined the cinema, people would be throwing popcorn at you.
I know.
And corn dogs.
Just lobbing corn dogs. Is that what happens in the cinema?
That would be my dream, actually. People throwing corn dogs at me is not a bad thing.
Oh. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us. And yes, we'll see you next time on Simple Simon, everyone. Thank you and goodbye.
Thanks for joining us, Evan. Cheers, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye.